You're always at least a little aware. But you know that what you're doing is in service to others, that the greatest value is that protective, beneficial, pure good, and that any pride you feel is ultimately just to fuel your confidence in creating more, doing more. You touch your pointed and sensitive ears under your mane of hair, currently red, but it could be any color. Yours always drifts toward red or red-brown. Most maidens pick a color they like, an appearance they like as well. You chose, and now this is your form. Your eyes blaze, even in the shadows of your willow. Every time you breathe in and out, you feel the faint respiration of the trees as well. There's bright green reflecting light from your eyes that mingles with the silver beating off every surrounding surface beneath the willow's draping branches. In a vital and restorative way, that green light intensifies when you heal people, when you plant new willows. But other than the glowing eyes and the vibrancy of your hair, the increased length of your limbs, little sets you aside from an ordinary tall human. Yeah. You touch your body, hands across your flat, taut midsection, down between your legs. Your pussy's untouched and dripping. Your folds have been yearning for a caress. Your breasts are not overly large. You never saw the point in putting too much spare energy into them. Better if you just spend all the excess fat energy doing other things. But the alluring parts of your appearance are not without their charms. You know you could change anything. Outward trappings aren't what you're trying to reinforce. Your desire to heal, plant, renew, protect flows out of you and other people can see it. You like to think it encourages them to do something. The trees reaffirm that too, relaying to you when others have done well, even when willow maidens weren't around. And indeed, well-meaning travelers who sit under one of the trees think to share with their brethren, think to do a little bit more. That kind of symbol of giving without asking. That flows through your mind as you reaffirm who you are and what your purpose is. You've got your mind in the right state. Your body feels warm, safe, cradled by the willow above you. Its boughs seem to be sagging a little lower, creating a screen so no one can see in, a curtain of its leaves touching down to the ground, surrounding you more completely in its soft, sweet embrace. You reach out and run your fingers over the bark of its trunk, petting it, reassuring it as well. You cease touching your own body. It feels right. It feels known. And in the green glow of your own eyes, the darkened cave beneath the willow boughs, you push your hands against the tree. It feels safe. It was getting jealous you were spending so much time touching your own body, and none of it stroking, petting, touching the sentient enchanted tree, which is tied so firmly to your powers. It has insight into you in its dull, almost animal way. The trees send signals to you and to your sisters. When they sense need or helplessness, when you sense it through them, you travel to its source. And any human who's near a willow will have aid if they need it. You breathe slowly, knowing that. That knowledge becomes a part of your sense of identity, which fuels your power. You are aware of the slow, deep breathing of the tree, its respiration. It breathes differently, it thinks differently, but it is yours, and you are its, and you are together, here breathing together, experiencing this moment of the silvery light coming from its essence, mingling with the green of your eyes, knowing that just by sitting under it,